Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the 3M Industries Limited Q3 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Monarch Networth Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note, this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the belief, opinions, and expectations of the company as of the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rio. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, I welcome you all to the Q3 FY25 conference call of 3M Industries Limited. We will start the call with the initial comment about the results and the future outlook of the company, and then we'll open the floor for questions and answers. Now, I'll hand over the call to Mr. J.K. Jain, Chairman and Managing Director of the company. Over to you, Jain, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome to the Q3 FY25 earnings call of 3M Industries. Joining me on today's call are Rahul Jain, Joint Managing Director; Rajesh Sharma, Joint Managing Director; Vinit Sahni, CEO and Director; Arvind Chauhan, Company Secretary; O.P. Gupta, CFO; and other members of the finance team. Our investor presentations and the results are now available on our website and the stock exchange. We trust that you must have reviewed the same. It gives me great pleasure to report that 3M Industries has once again delivered an outstanding quarter, exceeding industry benchmarks and demonstrating the power of our strategic vision. Before going into our detailed results, let me briefly give an overview of the economy landscape. The Indian economy remains on an impressive growth path, with GDP expected to rise by 6.7% in FY25. Further, the finance minister's historic move to give substantial relief of income tax to the middle class is likely to inject fresh momentum into the consumer demand, which will have direct positive impact on two-wheeler industries. Turning to the automobile sector, the two-wheeler industry has maintained its robust momentum, growing by more than 10% in the first nine months of FY25. Rising rural incomes, robust demand from the urban market, and the new model launches have driven this growth, solidifying the two-wheeler industry's position as a growth driver in India. 3M has been able to outperform the industry, achieving 22% sales growth in Q3 FY25. During the quarter, Yamaha and Royal Enfield posted a strong performance driven by the new model launches. Yamaha launched FZR 150cc and FZG 250cc for Brazil and European markets. In line with the trend in automotive lighting industries, we are making significant investments for strengthening our electronic capabilities in the area of advanced design software, electronic laboratory for EMI and ESC testing and validation. Further, we have also invested in the state-of-the-art electronic manufacturing facilities at our plants in North and South. In addition, we are also expanding our R&D and design capabilities at our subsidiaries, FRT Italy and 3M Japan. We continue to make our sincere effort in growing four-wheeler business. Our first project of LED number plate for Mahindra & Mahindra has been approved for their 3XO, Thar, Scorpio, and other models. Similarly, the second number plate is approved for the electric three-wheeler Supro and Bolero models. Our manufacturing facilities have now been approved by Mahindra & Mahindra, and production is likely to commence from quarter first FY26. Moreover, we have received another order for a new project, XUV700 refresh model. Further, we are currently working on many more RFQs, which are likely to be converted into the confirmed order in FY26. We continue to remain in focus on growing our business in two-wheeler and four-wheeler segment through the new product and the new technology introduction. With this, I hand over to Mr. O.P. Gupta and the finance team to update on operational performance.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon to everyone. I am presenting quarter three numbers for FY25 in comparison to the corresponding quarter of previous financial year. The company has registered a sales of ₹590.1 crore in Q3 of current financial year in comparison to ₹483.11 crore in Q3 of FY24, which is an increase of 22.15%. The percentage of LED lighting within the total automotive lighting has increased to 61%. The EBITDA is higher at ₹77.88 crore, translating into an EBITDA margin of 13.2% as compared to an EBITDA of ₹64.48 crore, that is 13.35% in corresponding quarter of previous financial year. PAT has increased by 17.64% to ₹47.41 crore as compared to ₹40.30 crore in Q3 of FY24. During the quarter, the company has made a capex of ₹36.94 crore, taking the total capex to ₹108.78 crore for 9 months of FY25. With this, I end the financial brief and now the floor is open for questions and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from C.A. Garvit Goyal from Invest Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, if you can little bit loud, that will be better.
Good evening, sir. Congrats for a decent set of numbers. I was reading in Business Standard the commentary from CEO Niranjan sir of Hiromoto that they are seeing a big rural sales jump in over the next 4 to 8 quarters. So are we witnessing a sharp increase in or any such indication of increasing demand for our product based on whatever conversations happening with our end customers, and thus can we expect FY26 to be at a higher growth than our historical growth rate of 20% driven by the expected industry tailwinds, as you also mentioned in your opening remarks. So that is my first question.
Yeah, so specifically, I don't know which comment are you referring to, but we have maintained that the two-wheeler industry is on an upswing. FY25 is going to be very robust, and we see no reason why the demand momentum should not continue into FY26 as well.
Both rural and the urban markets are showing positive.
Understood. And first half or first 9 months basically, we reported a significant growth. So are you confident enough to maintain that Y-on-Y growth in Q4 as well?
Yes, growth momentum is on positive. We are seeing positive offshoots everywhere, and we should continue.
Understood, sir. And lastly, on the R&D initiatives and our four-wheeler initiative, what are the progress happening on that side? Are we looking to increase our revenue in FY26 to the total revenue from the four-wheeler side? And what are the updates on the Gogoro side as well?
There are many questions in there, but let's just first take the question on four-wheeler.
So I am Vineet. I'll answer you question on four-wheeler. See, as per our strategy, we are first finding entry points into four-wheeler. Revenue is not our immediate target. And you would have heard in Chairman's speech, we already got presence in multiple models of Mahindra, which is as per our strategic plan. And now our plan is to move up the value chain and obtain orders for higher value. And then next step would be to translate to other customers. So revenue will follow, but we are following our strategy of VM Group to go step by step in this field.
And on Gogoro front?
Yeah, so Gogoro is facing significant headwinds in the international market. I don't know if you have picked up those comments. They have a lot of challenges that they are facing at global markets, which is why the India strategy yet remains unclear, and which is why we are not seeing any significant uptick from where we updated since last quarter. It is right now on pause.
Until now, how much fund we have invested in that field?
That is not a very big amount, and we don't have that figure in handy. So that is, we are just waiting for the Gogoro response on global things.
Understood, sir. That's it from my side, sir. All the best for the future. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Jatin Chawla from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, and thanks for the opportunity. In the opening remarks, you spoke about some order for the XUV 700 refresh. Is that also for the number plate, or is that for some other lamp in the vehicle?
No, it is not number plate. Number plate, in any case, will get commonized, what we are developing. And this is for another product, but still small lamp. And but it is for a new forthcoming model.
Got it. On the quarterly results side, just wanted to check on two things. One, when I look at the growth for Honda, that growth is on a YOY basis 4%. I think Honda's production numbers, the growth was much higher. So is that some share loss, or is this because some models of Honda where we are present are not doing well and some others are doing well? That's one. And secondly, on the replacement side also, I see there is a double-digit decline YOY during this quarter. So, you know, what is driving that?
So, on Honda business, you're right. The growth is 4-odd% versus 6-7%, which the Honda has grown. That is primarily driven by a certain set of models there at Honda's end, which are doing which have taken uptick. There is no sort of change in our business model with them. Our business continues to be absolutely same. And Honda is already showing uptick in volumes as we speak now. The last quarter, there was also shutdown at Honda, which has impacted some volumes. The planned shutdown from December 22nd onwards. So that has also impacted their volumes.
Got it. And on the replacement side?
Yeah, as in the last quarter also, it is being explained that now all the lamps is being converted from conventional to LED. So demand is of course be reducing, and further on, we have an agreement with all the customers, whatever properties of molds and other things are available with us to be produced for customers are belongs to them. So this will be impacting quarter on quarter, plus or minus both.
So broadly, directionally, we should expect this business to kind of go down going forward.
We are working for some other models where we are not in directly with the customers. Those things will definitely become in the replacement market. That will give the boost to our replacement market sales too.
Understood. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question is from Ravi Purohit from Securities Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question and congratulations on a good set of numbers. Some of things generally wanted to understand, you know, we've been speaking about various kind of ambient lighting, and lighting per se themselves have also dramatically improved over the last few years. on the newer vehicles. So, you know, if you could kind of just give some flavor, let's say, for example, 5 years back or 10 years back, in a typical SUV or a typical sedan or hatchback, what would have been the cost of, you know, putting all the lightings inside the car, and headlamp and tail lamp and all those things. And today, let's say when we are looking at newer models from newer companies, like recently Mahindra has had, you know, showcased their electric vehicles. Hyundai is in process of launching a few. Maruti has announced a few. So we see a lot of lights in these newer vehicles. So how does kind of the addressable market or you know, the lighting spend per vehicle on an average change between what it was 3 years back, 5 years back, and what it is today, and what it will be in the next 5 years?
That's a very, very broad question. I think we need to spend a lot of time on that, but give you a broad sense. Let's say 20 years back, a lamp of the minimum, like, say, 800 cc model used to cost around 700-800 rupees. Right now, typical lamp of LED today would cost around 8,000-10,000 rupees. So that is a big change that has happened in the industry. The overall market, which was approximately 2,600 crore, now is around 8,000-10,000 crore market just for, you know, exterior lamps. But the interior lamps and ambient lighting is also getting added. So the overall market potential of lighting only in India is going to around 10,000-15,000 crore in future. So there's a lot of work to be done, you are right, and we at CM are working on all these technologies. We are also developing some proof of concept with some of the OEMs, which I can't disclose now, on several new technologies. So we are absolutely abreast on what is happening in technology in lighting, and we are working closely with certain OEMs to bring this technology in India.
If you could just give, like, a ballpark, let's say, the Mahindra showcase of the two new electric vehicles that they did, right? What, in your guess, would be the spend, total spend of lighting in that model, right? If those models are selling at, like, 60 lakhs or 35 lakhs, would lighting be 50,000 worth inside or outside, both put together?
No. This is out of the scope of my purview to give the answer, because there is a competitive product. I don't think it is right for me to give the numbers on the subject, please. We are not supplying to them. It is the competition, so it won't be correct on my part to give you any numbers.
Okay. So in lighting, in addition to the existing lighting, would increase our and substantially going forward. And we already have products and all the ability to be able to service this upcoming demand in the next 3 to 5 years?
So there is a strategy which CM has, and as we said, we want to follow a robust strategy, which is a step-by-step manner. You cannot address whole market immediately. It will be incorrect. So we have a planned strategy, focused customer with whom we are working, and gradually we will expand our base. Because we are increasing our spend, as you would have heard in Chairman's speech, on R&D. We are focusing a lot on electronics, and these are the future things which will help us in growing our market share in India.
Right. And so second is on, you know, we had this tie-up with Gokuro, and we were kind of getting tech transfer on the motors and, you know, the other parts. Now, what happens to that? What happens to the money that we spent? What happens to the tech transfer that is coming in from there? Are we allowed to kind of use only for Gokuro, or can we kind of absorb technology and offer products to other OEMs also? So if you could just give an update on what is happening with the tie-up with Gokuro, how much money has been spent, and what does the future look like?
Okay, so let me answer that first. On the money part, the money is kind of insignificant. It's under 10 crore. So it's a very small number that also is reimbursable. So frankly, that is not the challenge. As you rightly pointed out, what we were hoping for was the technology transfer to happen fast, and we could go to the market to other customers as well. That process is, as of now, at pause. as we said, because of the global challenges. We expect that technology transfer to happen. That should happen in the next couple of quarters. It might get delayed. However, it is kind of clear that Gogoro may not be pursuing the Indian market so heavily. So we do not expect too much volumes out of that. But if the tech transfer happens, then that would help us attack this segment in a different manner. But that remains to be seen how it will be played out over the next two quarters. At this point of time, it is on pause.
Okay. Great. Thanks a lot. I'll get back in the queue and all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from Hitesh Goel from British Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, and congratulations on very good set of results. My first question is on four-wheeler business. Can you give us some sense what is the kind of content per vehicle right now you are envisaging in the four-wheeler segment, with especially Mahindra, which has got a lot of these models, versus, say, content that you have in Honda or TVS, just for us to get a sense, how four-wheeler business will move?
Yeah, thank you, Hitesh. I've understood your question. See, as of now, as I said, this is a very small lamp. Our strategy is to make our presence in every model. And the best way to enter into every model is get into some lamp which is common, which we have done, right? So the content today is insignificant, and therefore we are not chasing revenue as of now. We are chasing our presence in various models, because that will open bigger markets for us in future. So that is the plan.
So, Vineet, any guidance you can give us, say, in 5 years' time, what can be the revenue share of four-wheeler or your vision? Maybe your vision, say, so today it is only 3%. Yeah.
So, as I had, spoken in last conference also, we have not documented and we have not planned revenue as of now. And I had requested for one more year to bring in our strategy paper, because our presence is maturing and we are getting good response from our customer. Even the traction on new technology is good. Now, it is difficult to quantify at this moment. We will do it at appropriate time and share with you, definitely.
Okay, great. And my second question is on Hero MotoCorp. You had talked about, six models that you are under, you're working with Hero for development. So any updates on that? When will we see a meaningful revenue from Hero?
Yeah, we are just waiting for the products are ready for mass production. We are just waiting for the launches, which is being announced by customer, and thereafter we can start and we can declare in our subsequent quarters.
But what can be the size of Hero? I mean, in that sense, will it become, say, 10% of revenue in 2 years' time? Any sense you can give us?
Yes, this will be very difficult as of now, because volumes are always be decided by the customer. So sales and others will definitely be come out with once the customer will launch and customer will declare their numbers.
And these are right now new models, so it's tough to say in terms of acceptance of these new models how quickly they will scale up. But over 3 to 4 years,
we are working for more than 10%.
Yeah, we are working on that.
Okay, and my final question is on margin. Basically, we are seeing consistent increase in LED ratio, right, in the lighting business, and most of even in entry level now, customers are, putting LED lights. So just wanted to get a sense, on margin, because gross margins haven't moved much, if you look at. So gross margins will remain in the same. Is LED, margins in LED gross margins? Go ahead.
We kind of clarified this in the past as well, that there is a gradual turn towards LED, which you can see it's now 67%. However, our margin, whether it's LED or LED, are broadly in the same range. So
okay, great, sir. Thank you, manager. All the best.
So the volumes and operating leverage that has already increased.
Yeah, got it, sir, got it. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from Kushnar from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So a couple of questions from my side. The first is, could you elaborate more on what led such strong growth of 21% in quarter three? Because usually from other auto and players, we hear that, quarter three is usually a weaker quarter in terms of post-festive and some shutdowns happen. And consequently, the new order wins that we have won, how much is the LED portion? And my second question is on the CAPEX plan that we have over the next 3 years.
Okay, so the Q3, you're right. Q3 industry has grown well in volume terms. If you see, Q3 has been 8% growth for the industry. We have outperformed because of our overall mix. We kind of highlighted that some of our customers, notably Yamaha, Royal Enfield, and several others, did much better than these numbers. So all of this together helped us beat this industry advertising number, and we have grown more than 20%, close to 22.2%. And as far as your other question, LED is concerned, yes, that has increased from 57 to 61% for the current quarter, and we think that this number will keep inching upwards as new models are being introduced. New models, all of them are mostly LED, and hence LED number will constantly increase. And your final question was on CAPEX. Now, we had guided for a 125 to 150 crore order of CAPEX. We already spent 108 crore for 9 months already. Another 25 odd crore would be sort of spent in Jan to March. So so we are broadly in that range for the current year. And for the next year, the number could be anywhere from 75 to 100 crore additional.
So as of now also, we are not planning to spend in terms of a new four-wheel plant?
No, this does not include any new greenfield four-wheeler plant. This includes the normal CAPEX, which takes care of the current requirement of the four-wheeler.
So could you help me with the cash number then, the cash on books as on date?
This is 217 crores.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Viraj from SIMPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes,
please. Yeah, so just a couple of questions. First is, you know, if you look at the sales figure for the supplies to Royal Enfield, a quarter or two back, we talked about us bagging order for Classic. So if you kind of adjust for that, it's probably not seen a full ramp up for that, you know, for supplies to Royal Enfield. So would that be a right assessment?
Come again? What is your exact question? Your voice is not clear. Just go a little distant from the mic, please. Your muffled voice is coming.
Yeah, am I audible now?
Better.
Yeah, I was asking if I look at the supplies to sales to Royal Enfield, you know, given that we have bagged an order from for the Classic and we have a sold supply in there, one would think the ramp up would be much faster in terms of supplies to Royal Enfield. So just trying to understand, you know, what is driving, you know, why the ramp up seems to be a little softer.
Why would you say faster? If you see Q and Q, year on year increase for Royal Enfield, we are almost like up 100% over last year.
Yes.
Okay. Because if we map out the quarterly production numbers and the unit realizations, usually one would see a typical sales addition of 20 odd crores on a quarterly basis. So, hence, I was just trying to understand, Mr. Rampo.
It's more like 30 crores for Royal Enfield, which is significantly higher number than last year.
Okay. Second is in terms of Yamaha, you know, can you just give some more color? What has driven the growth there? Is it more export driven? You know, is it more domestic launches? And how should one understand the run rate there?
See, as already our chairman has already announced, there are two models which has given us export volume, that is for Brazil and Europe, and simultaneously the domestic market is also growing.
which is together with us.
Okay, so in the past we used to talk about us working on 6 to 8 new model platforms for Yamaha, yeah, both globally and India. So how is the pipeline looking now?
Yeah, as of now we are at the same track. We are as of now also having eight new models which are for domestic as well as for export market.
Okay. Second question was on the PV. In the earlier conversation, you talked about us working on electronics further, making investments and also working on it. So can you elaborate a bit more what exactly we're doing there? And added question is, you know, in the past few calls, we talked about us looking at or having tie-ups with for different technologies. So is that largely for the Indian market, or there is an opportunity for us to look from an export point of view also with those partners?
So I will address this. Your first question is on electronics. Yes, electronic is required not only for four-wheeler but also for two-wheeler, because both the products in segments are going electronics. So FIAM as a group is strengthening the electronic capability in-house, all in design softwares, validation, setting up EMI, EMC, and setting up a good manufacturing facility with the latest equipments. So that is a process which is not only going to help two-wheeler, but also four-wheelers as a business. We are still working with our technology partners, and all this development is focused on India market. So while we are absolutely open for exports, but our focus today is for India market.
Okay, just one follow-up. You know, you talked about electronics. Now, if you look at for two-wheeler lighting also, I think we were one of the earliest players when it came to setting up the SMT lines and having that backward integration. So when you say further in electronics, what is further backward integration we are doing there, you know, either for two-wheeler and four-wheeler?
See, the whole outlook of electronic is changing. It is not only simple electronic. Now electronic is coming with AUTOSAR, CAN and LIN arrangements, connectivity within the two-wheeler with the ECU. Info. So lot of things are changing in electronic. It is not very simple. Software is getting embedded into hardwares. So software, firmware, hardware, everything is required in modern products. So this is something which needs to be upgraded by the organization. And we are again taking early mover advantage by taking some actions now.
Okay. So in terms of CapEx, I think what you said is we are looking at spending close to 100 crores this year. Correct me. Now, if I look at the cash balance as of September end, we were close to 220 crores in terms of cash balance. Now, even in the end of the December quarter, we are still around the same balance. So is it because of, I mean, it's a working capital increase, is there any significant increase in working capital, or how should one understand this?
So is your question around the end use of this?
My question is, if I look at September cash balance, it's still around 250, 220 odd crores, and as of December, it's still around similar levels.
Right. Yeah, your observation is correct. The cash balance is almost same. There are two big reasons. One is that dividend payout that has happened in the same quarter, and we are, whatever is the additional capex we are doing, this is all from internal accruals. So the balance remains same.
Okay. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Mohammed Patel from Care Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. So my first question was, because you are like currently here.
So your voice is not clear. There is no mixing.
Is it better now?
There is a lot of background noise.
Sorry, is it better now, I think?
There is a lot of background noise.
Hello, sir. Is it better now?
Yeah, okay.
Fine, better.
Sir, I was asking that currently we are servicing the PV market with the help of our current existing lines and plant and machinery. So going forward, would we be requiring new assembly lines and plants for ramp-up of the PV products?
Yes, for PV products, like any other product, new lines are required. Same lines cannot be used. So whatever products we are doing and will do will require investment in lines, assembly lines.
So, what would be the estimated CapEx, just a rough estimate if you had to give?
So the CapEx figure given to you just now includes investment of four-wheeler and two-wheeler both. There is only a marginal investment in four-wheeler as of now. Any significant investment will be informed to the investors.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And this last question was, sir, basically, I'm sorry if I'm repeating the question. So for Gogoro, as you said, we have only spent like 10 crores for the investment, but have we put any plant for the Gogoro, and is it remaining idle, or what have we done in terms of investment for Gogoro?
Okay. Let me try and understand because it's difficult to follow. There's some noise. But did you ask what is our investment in Gogoro?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Have we put up a plant or for the?
As I said, it is under 10 crores. It's in single digits. And that's why it's not a material figure. And plus, these are all investments which are returnable from Gogoro. These are part of an agreement with them.
Okay. So and we have not invested any major asset for them currently?
No. There's nothing beyond this.
Okay. So thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from Shubh from Ratnatraya Capital.
Hello.
Shubh?
Yes, please go ahead.
Sir, you used to share wallet share data for different OEMs. If that is available, can you share, please?
So we shared up to last year's only, means last 2-3 years we shared, but as of now, we don't have that figure because that is a lot of information required from the OEM and also. So we don't have that data for the current year.
I think we'll be able to perhaps put it together as part of the annual answer. It is an estimated number on quarter is difficult, but we tried for the annual answer.
Understood. No problem. Also, is there any update on the fire money reimbursement?
You are talking about the insurance?
Insurance.
Okay. So that is already in the process.
We have received 50.
30 crores is already received in the month of September as ad hoc payment.
Right. Understood. And nothing about that as of now, right?
So that is informed. This is under process, under final process of.
Nothing is required further. Further, we have not received anything.
Okay. Understood. Understood. Yeah. That's all. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. Next question is from Kushnar from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead. Kushnar, you may go ahead with the question.
Hello. Yeah. I'm audible now?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity again. So I just wanted an update on the four-wheeler European OEM to whom we were supplying. Approval stages were going on over there. So any update on that?
Yeah. So it's a good question. We have last week submitted our final samples to them. It has just reached them yesterday. And with our complete detailed report, all parts from our side are okay. So we have sent the final samples, and that will go to customer next week. And then the process will start. So this is moving as per the plan.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Saurabh from Multi-Act. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm Akshat from Multi-Act. So my question was mainly on Yamaha. So I wanted to understand and get a clarification as to this light that we are supplying. If we are supplying to Yamaha India, and whether they are exporting the light as it is or they are making the entire motorcycle and exporting it.
No, we are sending the lights to Yamaha India, and Yamaha India is sending these lights to outside countries, and assemblies will be of vehicle assemblies will be at MBK as well as in Brazil, Yamaha.
And this is mainly for the YBR 150 model, right?
These are the two models which is being explained you. This is of model is FZ150, YZR150 and XTZ250cc.
Alright. And my next question was mainly on Hero. So we've been working on around 6 to 8 model of Heroes for a long time. So just wanted to understand if you've got any idea of the launch pipeline of those models from Hero and what could be our estimated SOP for those models.
It is three models, upcoming models are being validated and QAV is being done by customer. Now just we are waiting for their launch and ramp up plan, and thereafter we will explain you and we will give you the core details.
Alright. And sir, any other significant model wins in the Q3 which you would like to highlight, because we have not highlighted in the opening remarks?
Q3 was, of course, be a year-ending model year, so it is always be launched in the new year whenever you go for a January 2. So there are few models which is being launched of, by the new customers, by the other customers during this quarter. So we will explain you these all models during next call.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Prashant Kothari from Stock Market Read. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. I wanted to ask about the Mercedes-Benz project. What is the SOP for that?
So, as we had informed, we are doing the low-volume development project for Mercedes. So, our first two projects are already complete and delivered to Mercedes. Third project is on, and that is also moving as per plan.
Okay. And about the Gogoro project, have you initiated any discussion with the other EV OEMs to commercialize this?
No, we just explained that there is the transfer of technology process is pending. And mm-hmm. once that is completed, only then can we start that discussion with other areas.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. A reminder to participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from Mehul Panjwani from 40 Cents. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I am recently tracking your company, so I just want to understand. I got to know from earlier question that there was some fire for which we have got insurance. So when was the fire, sir? Which period of the year, and was it in this financial year or?
Okay, so this fire happened on 13th of June 2023, and as I informed, one ad hoc payment has we already received 30 crore in the month of September last year, and rest of the things are under process.
Okay, sir, thank you. And one more follow-up question, sir. So was there any operational impact during that period?
No. We timely intimated to the stock exchange also. This production was resumed within 3 days, and all things are now in the original reinstated stage.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. Next question is from Shubham Sehgal from Skill Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, yes, please.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So my question is about the new technologies. So if we see in our annual report, we had mentioned about four technologies mainly: ambient lighting, laser, capacitive touch, and microlens array. And we also mentioned that we've been working with our technology partners, and we've signed MOUs with them. So I just wanted to ask, like, how far are we with these technologies? Like, could we, you know, see them materializing in maybe 1-2 years going forward? So, like, could you give some color about these, and like any special technologies that we have got any proof of concept that you are working on?
Yeah, sure. So as I said, this initiative of ours in new technology is quite well appreciated by our customers. And we did the technology show, and we are quite deeply engaged with our customers. So currently with two customers, we are working on proof of concept. And one of the technology has got more traction, and we will be shortly receiving a statement of requirement and RFQ from one of the customers. And that is the result of all the hard work we have done in last 1.5 years on technology. And once we work on that RFQ, then we are likely to get that business. So this is a step-by-step process, and we are quite engaged with the customer in bringing good results for PM Group.
Okay. And I'm assuming this would be a domestic customer that you're working with?
See, we are working with Indian customers. That is our focus.
But so my question here is that why aren't we targeting like international customers? Like, don't you think like the acceptance rate could be higher and we could get more orders there?
No, it is not the wish. We, as we said, we are a conservative organization moving in robust, planned, step-by-step process. We don't want to jump. First, we will establish ourselves in Indian market. We will establish a good quality. And then we will approach international market.
Okay, got it. Yeah. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from CA Garvit Goyal from Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the follow-up. Just want to know, like, what is the anticipated margin profile in the upcoming quarters? Like, in June quarter, we did around 14%, and since then, we are doing 13%. So, is it the sustainable kind of margin guidance we will guide for future as well, or are we looking to further improve the margins?
We don't give quarter-by-quarter margin guidance. We've kind of said that we ideally like to work in a band of around 13-13.5%, but we don't give any other specific guidance, especially quarter over quarter. So this is what our intent would be over the next couple of years.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. To ask questions, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions, you may press star and one on a touchtone telephone. Next question is from Prashant Kothari from Stock Market Read. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, just a follow-up. With the recent fluctuations in the raw material cost, particularly for plastic and electronic components, how are we handling the price pass-throughs with the OEM? And has there been any delays or pushback in passing on the cost increase?
So there is a very defined process in terms of handling these, you know, sometimes escalations or changes that happen, because we have to work very, very closely with OEM on every component. Everything is transparent. So as we've explained in the past also, ours is a pass-through process. Any changes is passed through on a quarterly basis. So any impact on any changes will come through with discussion with OEM on a quarterly basis. It is the auto process which will happen. So no impact on us on any of the any changes that may happen in normal cases.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question is from Khush Nahar from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thank you for the opportunity again. So just one question I had, any kind of guidance that you would like to give in terms of revenue for the next 3 years?
No, we don't give any specific guidance. What
yes.
we like to maintain is that we will beat the...
We are very optimistic and we hope as the things are going well in the auto sector, so we hope good improvement.
So any kind of range like 15 to 20%, maybe 1 point, you know, since industry is growing by X, what are we targeting?
We've always done better than industry, and 15 to 20% is something that we definitely would like to get to. Definitely not less than that. But again, as we said, we don't give a specific number. But yeah.
When can we expect four-wheeler to contribute significantly, say around 10% of our top line? When is that possible in this year?
So as I said that we will be coming out with the crystallized numbers after our strategy in entry at OEM is done, which will take a year. And we will definitely present our business plan because currently we are not focusing on revenue. We are focusing on entry and then we are going to focus on increasing our revenues. So we will be sharing that with you at appropriate time.
Right. So thank you for all the answers. So thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from Ankur Shah from Kasar Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, congratulations on a great set of numbers. So just one question on the margin. So like with the 22% top line growth, we would have expected some operational leverage to materialize on the bottom line. Is there some reinvestment which is taking up the extra margins? Because last call, I think you all called out that the factories are running at 80% capacity. So, you know, in any manufacturing setup, the last 20% is the most profitable. So, like, why are the margins staying where they are?
So here is the synopsis of, you know, how we look at our business. So as we explained, whether, you know, from a product-wise, one of the driver has been LED also, as you see. The growth is coming from the transformation from conventional to LED. That is also one of the important driver of this growth. And whether it's LED or conventional, the margins are broadly same at customer. So while I appreciate what you're saying on operating leverage, however, this is the broad number that we operate.
So is it that, if we reach a particular customer volume, is it that the customer will ask for repricing? Because that is the only thought, which comes to my mind.
Yes, we are in a super competitive environment where customer always wants a lower price. It is never that the customer will not want a lower price.
A lot depends on product mix also. One of the customer goes down, other customer goes up. So margin is complex and you cannot relate directly that if the sale has gone up, margin will go up.
Yeah,
what product mix is there, that is very important. And I can give you an example. Ola was doing, for example, 50,000 a month, which is now 25,000, so margins would change. So the product mix is important.
And also, if you look at Q on Q, from Q2 to Q3, our sales are actually marginally lower only from Q2, but our margins are better. So it's not just a function. You are right, in an environment where just there's increasing sales, there should be more. But there are many other things that you will need to kind of break out, including what we mentioned around product portfolio.
Product mix.
No, really appreciate and I understand the competitive intensity. Thanks for all this. Wishing you all the best.
Thank you.
That was the last question in queue. I would now like to hand the conference back to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi for closing comments.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank all the participants for joining the call, and also thank you to the management for very elaborately answering all the questions. Jain sir, would you like to give any closing comments, please?
Yes, please. I would like to thank everyone for participation in today's conference call. I hope that we have adequately addressed all your queries. If you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to contact us. Thank you and have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Monarch Network Capital, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.